This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernie Miklas on KMOX is presented by Saliga Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back to the show. Before we hear from Bernie, this happened on this date, September 29th, 1963.
Take a good look, fans. Take a good look. This might be the last time at bat in the major leagues. Remember the stance and the swing. Not likely to see his likes again. The pitch to Musial. A hot shot on the ground into right field. A base hit. His throw around third. Here's a no throw. The Cardinals lead 1-0.
Of course, he came through with a hit in his final game, final at bat. Harry Carey with one of the great calls of his career, and Stan Musial on September 29th, 1963, called it a career. On that note, congratulations to Brian Schwarzy and his bride, Danielle Turlington. They were married last night, and the reception at the St. Louis Art Museum was beautiful. Brian is Stan Musial's grandson, and congratulations to the entire Musial family. Bernie Miklas joins us. I know that highlight brings a smile to your face, pal.
Anything to do with the man. We miss him. What a pleasure it was for me. One of the great things about me moving to St. Louis in the 1980s was having a chance to get to meet and get to know Stan Musial and talk about Polish food and all other matters that had to do with Poland. So
yeah,
our motherland. Anyway, yeah. Now what a prince! What a prince of a man he was.
Absolutely, and it's always good to have good feelings about the Cardinals and what they stand for. And I think everybody agrees they want to get back to that. Bernie, this isn't anything more than the fans want to know what the plan is. And they would like to be told that let's have a nice line of communication between this franchise, its fan base, and let's get to the bottom of this thing. And I think we may find out as early as tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm just very curious at this point. You know, we've all speculated and we've given our theories, and we all know that to some extent what's going to happen, but just not the specifics. Really curious and really looking forward to hearing what the plan is and how it'll be received by Cardinals fans who, you know, they're skeptical. They're skeptical because they want to believe in everything that'll be said tomorrow or whenever it is. And I think the Cardinals are going to have to reestablish that trust. I mean, and that's a valuable thing. Your fans have to trust you. They have to believe what you're saying. You have to have full credibility with them, because you're never going to make everybody happy all the time. But I think that the relationship has been damaged, is maybe an understatement. And listen, that happens. That happens. This is not, in fact, it's pretty extraordinary that the Cardinals and their fans have had this great partnership for, well, the entire 29 years, built for the most part, Bill DeWitt has owned the franchise. This is the first time the relationship has ever been strained and ever been damaged to the extent that it is. It's not the end of the world. You know, the sky's not falling. The Cardinals just have to regroup and come up with a better plan, and which will include, obviously, new leadership, a fresh set of eyes on the problems, some fresh vision. And this is a good thing. You know, this is going to be a good thing. That's the way I look at it. And I think it's overdue. And I think they're acknowledging it's overdue. or they wouldn't be getting ready to make changes. They've already made changes. So the Cardinals know that there's a problem, which is why they are going to try to do something about it. We'll just see how far they'll go with this.
I know you know Bill DeWitt Jr. well, and we know the chairman. I mean, he has won. I mean, he's not only a businessman, but he knows the game, and he has won. I have actually wondered, you know, at the very top, what he is thinking and what he will say moving forward, because we really haven't heard a lot from the chairman.
Well, I think Bill DeWitt, you know, this encourages me, the fact that, and thanks to STL Today for reminding us of that, because I missed it at the time. You know, at the winter warm-up, it was Bill DeWitt who said, well, this is why we're bringing in Heim Bloom. And Bill DeWitt was very candid. He said, because we've had, you know, basically had the same setup with a lot of the same people, and sometimes you're not – I'm going to paraphrase. He basically said, so sometimes with the changes in the game and the way you put rosters together and the way you draft and develop, you know, sometimes, you know, you're just used to doing it another way. You need to bring someone, then they can tell you there's a better way to do it. I'm paraphrasing. That's basically what he said. So he took the lead on this, and he and John Mozeliak basically at around the same time had the same thought, but Bill DeWitt was the one that said, you know, yeah, let's get Heim Bloom here to be a consultant. And now we all know that Heim Bloom's going to have a much larger role. It isn't just going to be a consultant. He's already full-time, according to Katie Wu, The Athletic, and I totally trust her reporting. So we'll see where that leads, and we'll see what his role specifically will be, other than implementing changes to the player development system that are overdue, absolutely necessary, and based on his recommendations, implementing those recommendations and how to make that better.
I think people will like Heim Bloom. I had a nice chat with him at spring training. I think he's a brilliant mind. I obviously, he's done very well in the minor leagues with the Rays and probably should have been given a much longer tenure with Boston, but they, of course, got impatient. You know, he still did a pretty good job getting their organization going. But I do think something you just said is important to note, and this won't go over well with Cardinals fans, but that's okay, because John.
Well, Tom, you don't know, you didn't hear that since I joined Camo X, I speak the company line. I never criticize anything.
Of course.
Haven't you heard that?
Yeah. But
in fact, that's the exact opposite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead.
John, exactly. And John Mozeliak is enemy number one. I got it. You know, we all understand that. He has a lot of people that want him out of there. But something you just said I think is important to note. Mo actually called Bill and said, let's get Heim Bloom. Did he not? I mean,
yeah.
Was he not part of this?
Well, there's no doubt. Listen, I think Mo, it's funny. I believe it or not, it's weird. I'm telling the story in a way. I was picking up some groceries this morning, and it's a store that John Mozeliak frequents. And no, I didn't see him there. But one of the people that works there said, yeah, Mo was in the other day. And, you know, he's always a nice guy. I like him, you know, and he's done a lot of really good things. But they're in tough shape, aren't they? And I said, yeah. And he said, yeah, they just need to kind of modernize, right? Is that the word? I said, that's exactly what it is. And that's, see, that's one of the points here. And I've been very, very tough on John Mozeliak. At times, I think maybe I've been a little too harsh just in terms of using inflammatory phrases and getting a little too nasty than I need be. But what the one thing I won't do is erase history. And one of the things that is, you know, very convenient when somebody loses popularity, there are a segment of people, I can't tell you how many, a population of fans, they want to erase history and basically try to tell a story. Well, Mozeliak never did anything, you know. Actually, Mozeliak was a quite distinguished president of baseball operations for a long time. But as he says, and as Bill DeWitt says, they both know it, the Cardinals model became outdated, and now it's time to change it. Again, this happens. I'm reading a story today about how the Kansas City Royals turned it around. Great story in The Athletic, and I won't go into the details, but one of the things that jumped out at me, they clinched a playoff spot, and great for them. It's the third time in the last 37 years, you know? And listen, Cardinals fans have a right to be ticked off because they've supported the team at such a tremendously high level. But there are times where I sit back and say, look, it's been – this stuff shouldn't have happened. They shouldn't have let it get bad like this, talking about Bill and Mo. But this is not exactly living baseball hell on earth, right? I think they can turn things around relatively quickly if they let Chaim Bloom do his thing with player development. He went in there, the Red Sox, who were terrible at developing players – they now have the third best farm system in baseball. They had three or four guys this year who led their playoff push. They didn't make it, but because of the work he did, bringing guys that were drafted by him, they became better, and they have a younger, fresher, more athletic roster, and they've got about four or five guys on the cusp of the big leagues who are really, really talented. The point is, people text me or talk to me on my YouTube channel. Well, you know, his record at Boston, he's only five games out of over 500. missing the point entirely. He was fired because they reneged on what they wanted him to do. And they got mad when they weren't winning fast enough. But there were the ones that said, we got to cut payroll. We're going to be more efficient. We want you to put the Tampa Bay system in, drafting, developing, pipeline, you know. And he did that. He did it very, very well. But when they tell him to trade Mookie Betts, what, are you going to blame him for that? Not me. I think the Cardinals need to be reborn in terms of player development. They need to restore that pipeline that they had with Jeff Luhnow. And that will be the best thing for the organization because how do we know that? Because we saw it for a long time here when the Cardinals were thriving in terms of player development. This is a legitimate thing. It's the foundation for your franchise.
Absolutely. It was their identity without question, and I'm ready for change. Subscribe, please, to Bernie Miklos' YouTube page. It is well worth your time. And my friend, we appreciate it as always. Thank you, and stand by for tomorrow. We will figure it out, Bernie, what we're going to do here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And Tom, it's just a joy to be with you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Bernie Miklos Report sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer. Coming up next, we have, I believe, Second Amendment Radio, then Cardinals pregame, then Chiefs right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.